Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to our program, we thank you so very much, and we look forward to hearing your comments and your questions. If you are a longtime listener, we want to thank you as well. We could not do this show without you. So Veronica and I are so excited. It's a wonderful evening in Hampton Roads, and I'm going to bring Veronica online. Hey, Veronica, how are you today?
Hello, Francine. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm loving this beautiful day in Hampton Roads. It's a little bit hot, though, but other than that, it's
yes.
All good.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes, indeedy. So I just wanted to tell our audience that Veronica and I are going to just share some information with you tonight about starting your business, about your nonprofit, and we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting and just a couple of other things. And once you get your pencil and paper ready, because you know you need to take notes when we're on the line. So, so Veronica, I'm going to let you just go ahead and open up the show tonight and tell the audience a little bit about what you do and some of the programs that you have coming up for the rest of the year.
Wonderful. And do we want to just also tell the audience about the event for Saturday, Francine?
Yes.
I think that's a good one for them to attend if you're in the Hampton Roads area, surrounding areas, or what have you. Francine, before I get into my little piece, maybe you can tell them about that, and then
sure.
We can jump right into, because I think it's just so wonderful for those of you all who want to stay, you know, connected and want great information. Francine has put on an absolute wonderful event that's going to happen this Saturday, and she can tell you more about that, and then we can jump right into our into the question that you asked me, Francine.
So the expo is going to be this coming Saturday, and that's October the 6th, 2018. It's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is Bryant and Stratton College, right here in Virginia Beach. And the address is 301 Central Point Drive, and that's Virginia Beach, Virginia. So it's right off of Baxter Road. And so the event is going to be all about being in the black, which means having some money at the end of 2018. And when I was looking at the time to have the event, I knew that this would be the last quarter of the year if you're going by just the regular quarters in the year. Some people, this is their new fiscal year because it starts October the 1st. But for business owners, usually this is our last quarter, and we need to do some things differently. So if you're interested in starting a business or you want to know more about nonprofits, we want you to come out. We're going to talk about financing your business, a little bit about financing your nonprofit, what it looks like. I have some great speakers. Veronica McMillan is going to be one of my speakers, and as a matter of fact, she's our nonprofit expert. So she'll have information to share with you, and you'll get a lot of takeaways. So please come prepared to, you know, get that information. We're all about educating you. We're going to have Jennifer Hyman, who owns her own small business, and she comes from retail, so it'll be two angles that she'll be able to talk to you about. We have Beverly Castor. She's going to talk about getting into sales. If you need money right now and you can't wait to get started or to change your career, she's going to tell you how do you do that, how do you elevate your career to the next level. Robert Casper, who is her husband, is going to talk about having an edge when it comes to small business and what you need to do to stay in the game. Then we have Reverend Glenda Kelly, and she's our inspirational speaker. She's an author. She travels all over the world. She's has great credentials as far as radio and television, and she goes to all the award shows. So she has some great information that she's going to share with our audience. We have Sabrina Wooten, who is a small business owner. She's also a part of the mini and I'm saying many, but it's Minority Business Council. So I'm doing this all off my head, y'all, so y'all got to forgive me if I forget anybody. And she's going to come and talk about, she's going to come and talk about what it looks like to be a small business. Do you need to be in SWAM? And also, she's running for the city council for the city of Virginia Beach. So anybody in her area is Centerville, but anybody can vote for her. So you need to come and hear what she's talking about and see if this is a person that you would like to have on the city council. And we have, last but not least, we have Nicole Cleveland. Now, Nicole is a fundraiser. She knows all about money. She knows how to make money. She's actually from WHOV, so she would be great for anybody who's looking to get into broadcast. And how do you get the money to do that? How do you raise money and those sort of things? So I'm hoping I did not forget anybody. And of course, myself, I will be there and I will bring more information about financing. What do you need to do? How do you get started? Suppose you have money, what do you do with it? And if you don't have any money, how can you start making sure that at the end of 2018, your life looks totally different, that you're going to be in the black. So we're going to have vendors there. So it's going to be really exciting. Brian Stratton has so graciously offered to host us, but it's for everybody. It's not just for college students. And I have to reiterate that, Veronica, because sometimes when you're doing something on a campus, they think it's just for college people. No, it's for everybody. It is open to the public.
Exactly.
We're going to have a light lunch. It's only $10 to participate. You still can go online, get your tickets, or you can call me, or you can even just show up at this. Come on out. Have a good time. Be ready to have information to take away and be ready to move forward and do the things that you need to do that's going to change your life for you, your family, and just the community itself. We have to be the change that we want to see. And we can want for so many different things, for the government to do certain things and for the economy to change. But if we don't do what we have to do, then we're going to stay in the same place. And I was talking to a young man today, and then I'm going to get back to Veronica. And he was talking about when you look at it on paper, it looks like we're going backwards instead of forward in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sad. And we cannot do that. We have to share the information, and that's what Veronica and I do. We have the knowledge, but we also have wisdom because we've been in the game for a long time. So if you're just starting out or you've been doing what you're doing and you're not quite getting to where you want to be, come out. I'm sure there's going to be somebody there that's going to make an impact on your life, and I can almost guarantee you that. If you come with an open mind and an open heart and come to be ready to absorb everything that you can absorb and then go back and make the changes in your life, we want you to be in the black. And we don't want black to be a dirty word anymore. We want black to be the word that you're looking to when you're talking about your finances. You always want to be in the black. Stop looking at it as something negative and look at it as something positive. And I think that has been the issue, because when people talk about black, they always think it's dark, it's dirty, it's deep. But we want to have deep pockets filled with money, and so that when we're talking about being in the black, we can say it proudly and boldly that we're going to be in the black this year and all the years to come. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
that was a mouthful, right?
Yes, and I hope I got all the pertinent point. And of course, you can call me after the show, and it's 757-567-6734 if you need more information. And so now that I'm going to take a breath, go ahead, Veronica, take it away.
Wonderful. And you said a mouthful, and this is one thing that we have to do, is that we have to learn to connect. I know I haven't answered the question yet, but I wanted to promote the event for those of you all who listen, because I know that we have people who listen regularly. And even if you can't show up, wouldn't it be great just to sow into the lives of somebody? $10, come on. It really doesn't take much. Even if you can't make it. I think as business people, this is what we're going to have to learn to do, Francine. We got to the silo mentality that it's all about me and mine and what I got and my business and stuff. It's not good for us, to the point that the person that you spoke to today was saying it looks like we're going backwards, because of the fact that I think that we are in some instances, because we're not collaborating the way we should. We should be able to be able to say, hey, I can't come, but just to support the efforts of the sister, I'm going to make sure that $10. Come on, that's coffee nowadays.
Yes, absolutely.
You know where you go
absolutely.
Buy coffee at.
Where you go,
it
that's
might be
right.
more than that. That's right.
That's right.
So basically, so I just want to say for those of you all who listen or you know somebody in the area, even if you're not in the area, just to let them know, just put that out. Yes, it is. We got 2 days before the event, but you could do a lot in a short period of time. So I'm just saying, just basically, you all just come out to support or what have you, to do what we got to do to support this event, because again, you can come away with some knowledge of what you questions that you probably have had, and you didn't want to sound stupid or so, you know what I mean. You don't know
mm-hmm.
who to go to and ask. And so,
right.
so people,
absolutely.
You know, so you can, you have people in the room that you can say, hey, here's this question that I got. What you think about this? And I was thinking about that in my business and this, that, and the other, and do
mm-hmm.
that. So that's my little commercial for the event. For coming on, and at $10, and I have to say this too, Francine, for students who $10 for a student sometimes is a whole bunch. So
whole
even
bunch,
if we could
right.
pay $10 for a student, you know, to come to it,
mm-hmm.
would be great as well. And so those are things
absolutely.
That I just think is important. So back to your
yes.
question about goal setting and motivation and all that stuff is crazy because. That was a topic that we discussed last week with my students, goal setting, time management, and all of that stuff. And I think
mm-hmm.
basically the same thing that I was saying to them in terms of the nonprofit world is no different. You know, nonprofit businesses
mm-hmm.
and for-profit businesses run the same. It's just organizational structure that in terms of, you know, how they're structured is the difference. But in terms of the day-to-day business grind, you still got to promote yourself. You still got to have well-developed programs. You still got to have
mm-hmm.
access to capital. So that means you're going to have to set that goal. And a couple of shows back, we had been talking about basically bringing things down to the studs and say, let me look at this to make sure that we're moving ahead. And looking at one of the things that I had said that, you know, by the end of this year, I want us to have secured some capital. And so I submitted
yes.
one grant, and I'll be talking to a banker about a possible loan or a way in which we have access to capital. So I think basically what you have to do is you got to write down those goals that you have, you set for yourself. And then we use this acronym called SMART. So SMART goals
mm-hmm.
you're going to have. So the
yes.
S is going to be specific, and then your M is going to be measurable. And then in school it's meaningful that they use that. And so that A that's in there, I believe that A is action oriented, meaning you're going to have to put
mm-hmm.
some doggone seed in on the goals, because
yes.
goals just on paper or goals in your mind gets you nowhere. And I have to constantly
mm-hmm.
remind myself of that. That it's got to be something that I know that I'm gonna get behind. And then so I said
mm-hmm.
S and M, and then A, and then R is a realistic goal. You know, I know
mm-hmm.
that next month I'm not going to get a client that's going to be $1 million. I mean, it could, but in reality,
right.
we know that those are things that you got to have. And then the T basically is time sensitive. Like, I'm setting
mm-hmm.
this goal 3 months out, you know what I mean? And so that I can
right.
go back and say, my goal was to have 3 new clients by December. And so I go back and look at it, and my time was December. So if I'm looking at that specific goal for myself, I can go back and say, okay, now, okay, I didn't do 3 in December, but I did 2. So here comes your data now. Sometimes in
mm-hmm.
the holiday season, I know for us, we're gonna start sending those letters out, asking people to donate to the organization and all of that, because that's a part of our fundraising, because we got to be able to have income coming into the organization. So we're starting
absolutely.
That. So I just believe, Francine, that for those of you all who listen to us every Thursday, whatever our program is, basically you have to really think about those things and then take those little baby action steps toward it, because that's going to be important. Because the moment, and all of us get in that space and place wherein we get disappointed because we didn't achieve what we have, but you got to think of the things. If you got two, you got two more than what you had. And so then you got to go back
right.
and say, okay, what things do I need to do different to get to number three, because you and I had a conversation mm-hmm. earlier today about something that we need to do so that we can promote our programs in the nonprofit more and connecting with people that we know that they're going to be decision makers there. So you got to keep on mm-hmm. keeping on. But once you set those goals, you go back and reevaluate what worked, what did not work.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I need
That's
to
right.
talk to? Did I send out the message too early or too late or what have you? Did I not make the phone call? Because I think our last conversation, I had not submitted the grant. You know, then I was like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get on this. I submitted the
That's
grant.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now we just
yes.
we're just waiting to see. Do we have that? So for me, Francine, that's sort of kind of how I look. And then, you know, the time management piece of it is just making sure that you're dedicating time toward each of those goals and not just
mm-hmm.
put them down. I call it mind dumping. You got to get them out
yes.
your head onto paper and then one little baby step, one little action step. So that's sort of kind of in my long-winded way of answering the question, Francine.
No, but that's excellent. And, you know, of course, I concur, you know, just as you do, as we're looking at these things and as we're talking about them and I'm looking at, you know, goals, and then you know that your goals are there to fuel the actions you will need to take. So if you just dump it out on the paper but you still don't do anything, then you're still right where you were. So you really have to make your goals realistic, like Veronica said, and then make them big or small, depending on who you are and what you want. Because I can't tell you how big your goal has to be. Only you know what that goal has to be. And if
mm-hmm.
you're not doing anything, then that means you're not going to progress forward. So even if to you your goal seems small, at least take that first step. And like Veronica
mm-hmm.
said, sometimes we have to go back to the beginning and take those baby steps and be ready to move forward. And anytime you set a goal, you have to have a beginning day and an ending date. And that's something
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are not doing. They just set the goal and say, well, I'm going to, you know, have 3 clients. But like Veronica said, I'm going to have 3 clients by December. So she's giving
right.
herself today through the end of December to have these 3 clients. So that means she needs to take action to do that. And so when you're looking at your goals, that's what you have. Set it down, look at it, think about it, write it out, and then say, I'm going to start this today or tomorrow, whenever you're going to start, and then have an ending time. By the end of December,
mm-hmm.
this is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to be doing. And so then you can evaluate yourself. If you only made 2 clients, that means that you needed to pump it up some if your goal was 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or were you actually looking at the right client for you? Because that's another problem that we have in our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be our client. When I
right.
hear people say, everybody's my client, I have a problem with
mm-hmm.
that, because everybody
mm-hmm.
cannot be your client. You have
right.
to, again, sit down, strategize, who needs this service that I'm offering? Who needs this program that I'm giving? Who should I be talking to? What other organizations should I be reaching out to? And Veronica, we talked about that today. So when we get
mm-hmm.
our materials together and we're ready and we have the
mm-hmm.
plan, and now we have to make action, we're going to send out that information to them. We're going to
right.
send them our beautiful new brochures. We're going to send them mailers and proposals and all the things that we need to do. And marketing is that key piece that so many of us try to skip over, but it just does not work.
Yep.
You know, it
yep.
just does not work, and we have to figure it out. And even if you don't have a lot of money, we're going to talk about that too, and we've been talking about it throughout the year. If you don't have a lot of money, use your social media. That's what it's there for. Use your Facebook page. Use your Instagram. Use your Twitter. Use those things that everybody is now doing, and especially the young people. That's all they do. You cannot send them an email because they probably won't.
Right.
So,
that's right.
You know. You have to reach them. And we've had even people in our classes, Veronica, tell us, oh, don't send me no email.
Yeah.
I'll open that, you know. So we have
That's
to,
right.
you know, get on the good foot like the old people used to say and get with the times. And, Veronica, you know
mm-hmm.
me. I fought it so hard. I was like, oh, I'm
yes.
not learning that stuff. And look at me now. Look what I have
yeah.
learned over the years and how I have progressed. So I know that it can be done. You just have to open your mind to it. And then I'm going to say one more thing, and then we're going to get back to my next question. I wrote something on a page that I host, and I was, because I was looking at certain things that people were saying and about things that they wanted to do, but they weren't willing or able to make the changes. And change happens when you change your mind. When you start thinking
mm-hmm.
differently, change will happen, or when you get a broken heart. And what do I mean by that? When you've tried something and it didn't work, you know, you put your all into it, you know, you put everything into it, you thought it was the greatest thing since apple pie, and nothing happened. It did not go the way that you wanted it to go. So do you fall down and just lay there on the floor and cry and scream and kick and have a temper tantrum? No, you don't. You get back up, you brush yourself off, and then you start looking at that thing again, and you change the way that you did it, because nothing may be wrong with the actual idea or the service or the product. It just may have been it was the wrong time, you submitted it to the wrong people, or you didn't put enough effort into marketing that thing. So think about that. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at what you're doing and it's just not working for you, and to the audience, this I'm not saying this just to you guys. This is what we do. Veronica and I do this all the time. We're not trying to second guess or reinvent the wheel. We're looking at who we are, and we know our strengths, and we know what we can do and our abilities. And so there's no reason why we cannot be successful in any endeavors that we make up our mind to do. We just have to make up our mind to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get off my soapbox now, and I'm going to because you know how your girl can go.
Yes.
So the next thing I wanted to talk a little bit about, Veronica, and this is for you, in helping the nonprofits, you started the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell the audience, you know, what that does for your clients and how you're able to help them to grow and move forward in their journey?
Okay. Well, the Micro Nonprofit Network was really kind of started because, again, as you said, I started in the nonprofit world in 2000, you know, and I had no clue that I was going to start my own business or anything. I had just started the master's degree, all that stuff, and then started working in the nonprofit world. And then once I finished the degree, I was like, man, I really do, you know, want to help women, and started Let's Talk at that time. And then in 2011, closed Let's Talk up and just thought I was just going to be doing consulting work. Wasn't going to do any more stuff with, you know, 501c3, none of that stuff. I was just going to say, I'm just going to consult and let that be it. But in 2016, it really was, almost like a mandate from God. I want you to start it again. I'm like, and I started it because what I was finding is that there are lots of organizations, small organizations in terms of the IRS 1023EZ form, where these are the organizations that are filling that form out, and they're saying to IRS that in 3 years of our business, we're not going to exceed $50,000 each year. And it takes you 3 or 4 years before you even get to $50,000. But these are the organizations who submitted that particular application. And so what I was finding is that they had great passion, but no business sense. They did not know all of the ins and outs, you know, for their organization. They just think that they're going to get the 501c3, and that's going to be it. And there's just so much more to this, and then they don't realize, okay, that you are a corporation, you know, you have people who are volunteering, you need liability insurance. Who are you going to do your bank with? Where are you going to get your first loan from? You know what I mean? What are the things that you need to do? How does your business plan look? And you know, they're not even thinking about that. They just said, okay, you know, I want to work with teen girls because I was a teenage, you know, I was pregnant when I was a teen, and I want to help teen girls. All of that is great. But that is just basically your passion. Your passion has to go beyond that and understand what it means to run a business. Not that I know it all, but I have had so many, you know, moments wherein I was like, dog, that was so crazy. And you come back and you learn from it and you say, oh, don't do that again. Now, that's something that can go in my toolbox so that I'll say in my tool bag to say, okay, now I learned how to do that. Then I think about strategic planning. Strategic planning is looking at year 1 through 5. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter whether or not you only made $5,000 your first year. That doesn't matter. I think people get all caught up in the numbers and like, oh, we haven't made anything. $5,000 to IRS is $5,000, and they want to know, did you make it? And so they want to know it. You know that you made that so that you don't be getting in trouble. And so for the micro nonprofit is to bring these little organizations together and say, hey, yes, there's volunteer Hampton Roads out there. Yes, there's TCC out there that you can go to their mm-hmm. academies. But we wanted to bring it down and almost like, hey, let's break this thing down so that in mm-hmm. bite-sized chunks, so that you yes. can understand. And then when you have a question, you can call the sister up and say, hey, what about that? What about a board manual? What about a conflict mm-hmm. of interest statement? So that you can have those things. And so it was the need to have small nonprofits, the micro ones, those that are making $50,000 or less, have a better understanding in terms of their business. Because all of us, for whether we've been in it 2 years, 2 months, mm-hmm. 25 years, whatever, we're all in that place and we're still growing. We all come away That's with, right. oh, my God, I did not know that, and I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. But those are just tools that go into your tool bag. And then, you know, helping nonprofits to understand. It takes you about 7 to 10 years before you get your sea legs in, before you get mm-hmm. to a place where you can coast now, you know what I mean? And so if you just year three, you got a ways to go. And
That's
don't
right.
get discouraged when things don't work out. And don't get discouraged when somebody steals your idea. Don't get discouraged mm-hmm. when people are saying crazy things about you because your organization isn't where they feel like it should be or whatever. You don't get discouraged that this is an industry that is very territorial. The nonprofit world mm-hmm. is a territorial world because people don't want to share grant money. And usually the
right.
foundations and funders in the area is not going to give a startup nonprofit a grant until they hit that 3-year mark and beyond. And then mm-hmm. good data to show that you can show with your accountant who's doing your books and all that stuff so they can see, yeah, you only made $10,000, but we can see your books. We can see that you got your accounting pieces in place and all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of kind of, Francine, why the micro nonprofit was started, and then we did trainings and stuff, and then we ended the trainings. And now we're just trying to look at now developing our programs, having a strong program so that we can go after larger grants and all that stuff as the years go on. So that was a long-winded way of answering that, but yes.
No. But, you know, and that's how you and I operate, you know. It
yes.
cannot be just, oh, well, yeah, we're going to, you know, no, we have to really dive into it so that people can clearly hear the passion that we have. But more than passion is we're driven by the things that we want to do. And because if mm-hmm. this was just a passing fancy, we would have gave up a long time ago. You know,
oh, yeah.
We'd have been like, you
yeah.
know, this thing not for me. And so,
yeah.
girl, I'll see you later. So, you know, it's a part of who we are. And Veronica,
yes.
the thing that I find myself doing, even on the small business side, because that's where my expertise lies, and I know where I belong and how much, you know, I can do with running my small business and then helping others to run their businesses, we have to be truthful about everything that we know to be true and about the knowledge that we share and about the education that we give to other people, because everything that we learn is not for us to hold on to. And like you said, people are so territorial in the nonprofit
mm-hmm.
world, but they also are the same way in the small business world. If more small
mm-hmm.
businesses would collaborate together, they
right.
would actually be able to be stronger. And I'm seeing some
mm-hmm.
of that, you know, so I'm not saying it's everybody.
Right.
I'm seeing
That's
some
right.
of that. But if we would do more of that instead of the competition piece, you know, for me, I do, you know, get concerned about, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm having this class and I only have 5 people. But those are the 5 people that I'm supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
They are the people that I'm supposed to be mentoring to and coaching. And we actually have a call, Veronica. So I'm going to open this line and say hello and see who's on our line tonight, because we got about a minute. Good evening,
okay.
347. How are you? Oh, they actually hung up. Okay, I guess they didn't want to be online, but they can still listen. You know, so I just wanted to know, maybe they had a question and I wanted to answer it for them before we got off the air.
Okay.
So, Veronica, you know, our time has come to an end already. It doesn't take long for us, you know. Once I get on my little soapbox, that's kind of it. That's like
yes.
50 minutes of the show. But thank you, my sister. Thank you for the information. Again, we look forward
thank
to
you.
Seeing you on Saturday. Veronica and I will be there. It's at 11 o'clock at Bryant Stratton College in Virginia Beach. You can Google it, and it'll bring you right to the location. And if you want to contact me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. Veronica, give them your information because we're running it down.
Okay, and it's for me, 757-572-0974 or letstalkveronica@gmail.com or the micrononprofitnetwork.com.
Absolutely wonderful. So thank you, my friend. Our time is up. I mean, I can't believe it, but it's over. It's 7 o'clock. And we'll be back next week for the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show. Goodbye, everybody. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Good night.
You have been listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show with your hosts, Francine Allen Humphrey and Veronica McMillan. God bless.